Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you are looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Wednesday, hump day, baby. We are halfway through the week. I hope your week is off to such an incredible, incredible start. I am feeling really good this week. The last 2 weeks, I've been feeling pretty good. Chris is still sick. I don't know if I've shared that with you guys here on the podcast. Chris got whatever I got, and he's not been sick for a week. I finally made him yesterday go to the doctor because I was just like, you're not really getting better. And yeah, I was just really worried about him. So they gave him an antibiotic and hopefully it will help him feel a little bit better. I don't know what is going around, but that ish was rough. Oh my gosh, it was so rough. I hope that if you or your family have gotten it, you are feeling better and you are on the mend. If you haven't gotten it, I am sending every single prayer known to man to hope that it steers clear of your household because yuck, that was rough. Anyways, today I am going to chat with you about the upcoming 30-day content challenge because it is a JJXO episode and we're talking about upcoming ways to work with me. But I want to talk to you also about truly the secret to making the money that you want to make in your coaching business. I was just talking about this on my social media. For those of you who have been around in my world for a while, and so many of you have, like, it's crazy to think that I've been sharing my life on social media for like 12 years now. I started over on Facebook with a Joy and Jessica's Journey Facebook page and then made the transition over to Instagram. And then we wrote an ebook and then we started the podcast. And then I started my coaching business. Absolutely crazy. But for those of you who have been around for a long time, you know that I have been showing up and creating content for the world, motivational, inspirational, educational, entertaining, if I do say so myself, content for the world for over a decade now. I've only had my coaching business for 4 years. I know that there are a lot of you in my audience right now who look at the success that I have created with my business. Maybe you want to have a successful podcast, or maybe you want to be a well-known coach, or maybe you want to grow on social media and be a content creator, be an influencer, do brand deals, all of things that I've done. Maybe you want to start a physical product line. Maybe you want to become a keynote speaker. Maybe you want to write a book. Anything that you want to do nowadays, you're going to have so much leverage if you have a brand on social media. And a lot of you are thinking, well, maybe one day I would like to start a coaching business, or maybe one day I would like to start a podcast, or maybe one day I would like to write a book, or maybe one day I would like to be a speaker. If any of those are goals or dreams of yours that even feel like they're a one day type of thing, like one day in the future, I cannot encourage you enough to start building a brand on social media now. There is a reason why my business blew up the way that it did. My business grew very, very quickly from the beginning. Within 6 or 9 months, I was making insane money, 20, 30, 40, 50K. $50,000 per month relatively quickly after starting my coaching business. And there's a reason for that. I spent 7 years prior to starting my coaching business building a brand. I spent 7 years building relationships. I spent 7 years building a community. I spent 7 years sharing my life and teaching and motivating and inspiring before I even made the decision to start my coaching business. Having a brand that is trustworthy, that is reputable, where people look at you and they like you and they enjoy learning from you and they see you as a leader, having that before ever making a single offer to people, I can't even tell you how much it is going to help the people in your world trust you. And you know what happens when people trust you? They buy from you. They want to learn from you. There is a reason why I encourage you, if that's a dream for you one day of being a coach or starting a business or having a physical product or becoming a speaker or starting a podcast, any of those things, brand on social media is going to be a massive, massive piece of leverage for you. And I want you to get out of the mindset of thinking, well, it's too soon for me to invest in myself. Number one, the Make Content Fun Challenge is perfect if it's day one for you in creating content on social media. It's perfect for you if you're bored with creating content and you've been creating content for years. It's perfect if you've been creating content for years, but it's not converting to sales the way that you want it to. It's perfect if you've been creating content for months or years and you're just not as consistent as you would like to be. It is a $55 investment. A $55 investment that could have in 1 year from now, you starting your coaching business in a completely different place, because starting your coaching business with zero audience versus starting your coaching business with an audience of a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand people that know you, like you, love you, want to buy from you, trust you, respect you, like, it will set you apart. So I want you to stop convincing yourself that you need to be somewhere other than where you are right now to take a first step towards something that feels like a future dream for you. Because if this could set you apart in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, when you're ready to start that business, do you know how happy you will be that you started your social media account, that you started creating content on a consistent basis, that you started showing up and building a community of people who can look to you and learn from you and love you and trust you and interact with you and show you how good it feels to make the impact that you want to make? You have to move out of your own way. If this is something that is a dream for you one day, or you've thought about it, why would you not make the decision to invest $55 in learning how to create better content, create content in general, improve your consistency, clear up your messaging? You will learn so much during our 30 days together. We're going to spend 30 days together helping you improve your content, start creating content, narrow down your messaging, become more consistent, let go of the perfectionism, quit the overthinking, stop procrastinating. I'm going to help you build a bank of never-ending content ideas so you never have to wonder, what am I supposed to post? I'm going to give you a 30-day content calendar. So if you're someone who likes a lot of structure and you want something to follow, you're going to have that. I'm going to give you a bonus of using ChatGPT to help you with content. I'm going to give you another bonus of scroll-stopping hooks. I'm going to help you step up your social media game during our 30 days together. It's only a $55 investment. There's a live welcome call, 11 trainings, a Q&A session, an in-depth interactive workbook, and we're doing massive giveaways throughout the course of the Make Content Fun Challenge. I think we have 4 or 5 giveaways built in throughout the course. Many of them are tuition towards the total package. So there's no reason for you to not join us, other than you talking yourself out of joining us because you think, well, I'm just not there yet, or I'm just not ready yet. Again, it is up to you to decide that your one day dreams actually happen, because you can keep telling yourself one day, one day, one day, one day, but you know what's happening? Life is passing you by and you're gonna let your dreams die inside of you. If you know that there's a message that you want to share with the world, why don't you move out of your own way and share it? Because there is someone out there waiting for you to be the light at the end of the tunnel for them. The secret to a successful business is building a reputable brand. And I want to help you do that inside of the Make Content Fun Challenge. Okay, that is it for today's episode. We'll put the link for you to register into the show notes of this episode if you desire to join us. We kick off 1 week from today, next Wednesday, the 27th. I am so excited for everyone who has already registered. It is going to be absolutely amazing. I want you to do yourself a favor and stop sleeping on yourself, okay? I love you so very much, and I will chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.